Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Hello from Hicksville. As we gear up for the events of another nail-biting year, I have to say, whenever I'm shivering in my shoes, I do hold my head erect. But rather than whistle a happy tune, as Deborah Carr suggested we do in The King and I cuddle our curly black dog, and I can't help but smile. Having found out only recently that a dog is indeed one of the keys to happiness. So with a smile, let's look at the future through a pair of rose-tinted French specs. Starting with all things gastronomical, the film the French have chosen to send to the Oscars this year couldn't be any more French. A chaste romantic drama starring Juliette Binoche as Eugénie, a brilliant but unsung private chef, in The Taste of Things, that takes place in the kitchen of a sprawling rustic domaine of a famous restaurateur and features every culinary delight known to humankind. Before our very eyes, meat, fish, and vegetables are braised, broiled, blanched, poached, and sautéed, not to mention the desserts. In the first 10 minutes, there is no dialogue whatsoever, just a sublime minuet of plates and dishes being moved around the kitchen. From hob to dish, from pan to bowl by three generations of women, the youngest being 15, with an impeccable palate, preparing a banquet for some male guests in the dining room. And of course, it's the restaurateur who gets the glory. That other gastronomic cinema masterpiece, Babette's Feast, made in 1987, has always stayed in my mind. Based on a short story by Karen Blixen, she whose autobiographical journal became the film Out of Africa, one of the greatest weepies ever. Babette's Feast was about a Parisian cook fleeing from counter-revolutionary Paris, who prepares a feast for the small Puritan community she has joined on the Jutland coast. And we see the almost divine power that food can have. There's reason to compare the two films in the way in which Stéphane Audran in her time and Binoche in this make you forget that they're actors. What you see is the art of cooking helped by the gentle soundtrack, the soft lighting, and the sound of simmering, bubbling, and steaming. The Taste of Things has already been nominated for the BAFTAs. And looking through our local information pages, I came across a discussion that was taking place at the Café des Sports on Sunday in Lectoure, entitled, What Do We Think About Love? What is love? Could there be any more French? Discussing self-love, love for another, familial love, love for humanity, and what makes us feel the way we do, what makes our hearts flutter. A very good topic for a French dinner party. Unimaginable in the Cotswolds. Paris features also quite notably in a wonderful upcoming film called Poor Things, directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, and starring Emma Stone, who's already scooping up awards. You can see it at 8:30 in Lectoure in English on the 16th. And I highly recommend it. It's gothic, fanciful, funny, moving, hugely imaginative. The costumes and settings are sublime. It tells the intriguing tale of a young woman brought to life by a brilliant, unorthodox scientist. A sort of Frankenstein's monster or Dr. Coppelius' wooden doll, except this doll instantly reveals a personality of her own, with a lust for life and a thirst for knowledge, which includes learning all about the birds and the bees and the true meaning of love, which is a great notion to end on. So,
retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm930.com.
À la prochaine.